As you continue to practice the dare response, you may notice times when the first two steps don't feel like enough. No matter how persistently you diffuse and accept your anxiety, maybe you still feel a sense of dread about the future. You feel dread at the thought of flying. You still feel anxious about your family holiday. You still feel maybe a bit sick at the thought of going to the doctor. In fact, when you think about the future, you feel a hot wave of panic. You imagine yourself stuck in the dentist chair and you feel like you're suffocating. You think about the family holiday and your heart skips a beat. You realize that party you've been dreading is only a few days away. Panic builds in the background, and it feels like any minute now it might explode out into the open. If you experience feelings of panic, you'll find the third step in the dare response especially helpful. After you diffuse and accept your anxiety, the next step is to run towards your anxiety and even demand more of it. Okay, wait a minute, demand more from anxiety? That probably sounds pretty uncomfortable. You're probably wondering, how will that help and what good will it do when all you want is to get away from your anxiety? Think about it this way, though. When you fight against or run away from your anxiety, you give anxiety all of the power. Fighting back acknowledges anxiety as a real threat, and your body responds to this threat with a surge of adrenaline. And the adrenaline leads to nervous energy. It increases the anxious thoughts and sensations that you are trying to manage. On the other hand, running towards your anxiety is a powerful way of showing anxiety who is boss. When you run towards your anxiety, you're basically telling yourself, "This is not a threat. I'm not worried about this. It's just nervous arousal and I welcome it." Once your body stops seeing anxiety as a threat, it stops releasing adrenaline and you'll start to calm down. So, what does it mean to run towards your anxiety? On a practical level, you run towards your anxiety by telling yourself you feel excited by your anxious thoughts and feelings. You say to yourself, "I'm excited by this feeling. Bring it on." When you feel anxious about a future event, there are almost always reasons to also feel excited. Many times, anticipatory anxiety surrounds events that are largely positive. When you think about your family holiday, you may feel anxious about the plane ride, but you also know that amazing things wait for you at the end of the flight. In this example, any time you feel anxious about the plane ride, tell yourself you are actually excited about all the fun and things that you will do when you get there. Imagine the food you will eat, the sights you will see, and the fun bonding times you will have with friends and family. Flip your anxiety into excitement by telling yourself, "I'm excited by this feeling. Bring it on." Your perception of the feelings and sensations that go through your body will determine if you become frightened by them or not. If you tell yourself you are merely excited, you are completing what psychology has termed an arousal reappraisal. It may sound crazy, but your body will believe whatever you tell it to believe. So, what excites you about the future? Every time you experience anxiety in anticipation of the future, remind yourself that you're actually excited. Your pounding heart, trembling hands, and heavy breathing are all signs of excitement. Your racing mind, excitement. The fact that you can't stop thinking about what happens next week, that's just the result of excitement. Recognize these feelings as excitement and then remind yourself what you are excited about. So take some time to write out a list of things you are excited about right now. When you think about your feared future event, what is there to be excited about? Even if you're worried about an exam, you can still be excited about how close you are to finishing your degree. if you're worried about the board meeting next week, you can still be excited to present your great ideas. Even a dentist appointment can be exciting when you think about how squeaky clean your teeth will be the next day. Write down what you're excited about and review your list when you feel anxious. By running towards your anxiety and telling yourself you are excited, you can shut off your fear response. Give it a try today. You may be surprised how effective this step of the DARE response can be.